Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Matt Howling, the founder and director of Property Advocacy Group from Sydney, Australia. At Property Advocacy Group, they help intelligent engineers and others secure their dream homes and grow their wealth. And Mr. Howling, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, in a good way to understand you and what you're all about, tell us about your passions to kick things off.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. I grew up on a sheep farm out in the country. So I was a very outdoorsy sort of child, very hands-on, very much enjoyed machinery and riding motorbikes and all that, camping, the bush. And I grew up with, my family was into property at that stage, so I grew up with renovation days where they, go out and paint places, fix them up. So from a young age, I was doing that. Talking about property around the dinner table was a very big thing, buying, renovating. Wasn't a big step as I sort of grew in, as my journey sort of went on. And then getting to where I sort of came to today, the passion for the side of it, leaving my engineering job was a lot harder for me. I guess I just came to a stage where I wanted to turn the passion into a career, which, in effect is basically using my hand, turning things into a vision, and then, going from smaller cosmetic renovations to bigger ones. And that's how my sort of property journey started. Passions around that are sort of go back to, being around the bush, traveling, learning new skills and growing from it. It's probably the biggest ones.
Yeah, that certainly does help us understand more about you. And another question would be, what drove you to first become a mechatronic engineer? Get into some of that.
That one's quite an interesting one. I was actually looking to get into the movie scene. I really liked the backdrop of movies and I really wanted to be in there. And I thought it would be really fun to actually, blow up cars and make them flip and, do the stunt sort of work and, the engineering behind that. So that's what got me into mechatronics and robotics in particular. My challenge was when I finished my degree, I did the computer-aided graphics that sort of ticked off and I couldn't see it sort of lasting for the next 20 years as a sort of fledgling and going out into it. So I sort of kicked off into a full engineering career and went into heavy industry for a little bit and then jumped around before I came to where I am today.
Well, that certainly is quite interesting and a salad of interest. And what is interesting is how you've put it all together and then where it brought you today and where you're at today. So every industry and business is being disrupted today, as we know. How did you prepare yourself to transition from a mechatronic engineer to an entrepreneur and property buyer's advocate?
Look, I think that's an interesting one. I think I've always had the entrepreneurial sort of side to me. I've dabbled in a lot of different things. My preparation into this sort of stage was actually a lot of education, reading up about it, learning from podcasts, seeing what other things are doing in the industry, seeing about property movement, in particular in Australia. The property market, although it dips a little bit at times, it always seems to go up and linking to a passion and all that. So I prepared myself through education and then by using my own property portfolio equity to make sure that I could survive a period of time without too much income and, grow into it.
Yeah, excellent on that, and really do appreciate the feedback and education being a big part of that response. And again, we really appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Matt Howling, the founder and director of Property Advocacy Group from Sydney, Australia, that helps intelligent engineers and others secure their dream homes and grow their wealth here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, explain what you do now and what sets you apart as a property buyer's advocate.
Yeah, look, I think, what I now do is basically I go out and I find places for them, for different people, analysing the areas, analysing what the market's doing, and effectively helping out people that are potentially time poor, potentially fearful, potentially, don't know how to start. So I guess what sets me apart, even more than what I've learned recently is just I've been educated for years through this. I'm now refining my skills to support people through that, you know, through my networks of financial people and conveyancers. But my background is, as I said, vehicle education, my parents and other people renovating and buying places. And having the stories around me when the interest rates went up to the teens and, you know, the challenges and the struggles that sort of came from that. So that sort of very much influenced it, but then, you know, very relevant to what today's market does.
Strong points made right there. And for someone first starting out with a new concept or idea, what kind of advice would you have for those kind of people tuning in today?
Look, I think dare to dream. At the end of the day, I think that if you can imagine it and effectively taste it, then you should go for it. If you've got hunger, then you'll find a way regardless, to be honest. Ask lots of questions, find some people, find a group with similar interests, which can you can bounce ideas off and effectively grow with them too. Probably also learn to love failure. At the end of the day, that's probably one of the most uncomfortable bits, but if you get to get comfortable with that, you know, it's probably the best way to learn and grow.
And I certainly appreciate your feedback on that and your advice there, and learning and growing is certainly the key takeaways right there. One last question for you before you go. How important are mentors or coaches in your business and personal development growth?
Yeah, look, I believe in surrounding myself with people who have walked a similar path before previously. Have that sort of life experience, and I think that has a lot to offer on your own journey. It sort of can shortcut certain things. You can see challenges coming up on the horizon, and you can grow through them pretty quickly. Myself personally, I've surrounded myself with business coaches, branding coaches, even health or PT mentors and that sort of stuff to increase my focus in various areas and keep me accountable towards my goals. And I personally think it's helped me in a lot more ways than just the entrepreneurial side. It's helped me personally, and, you know, I believe a lot in them. So I advocate for those guys too.
Yeah, certainly agree with you on that. Mentors and coaches certainly play a valuable part in your business and personal growth. Thanks for joining us here today. Really do appreciate it and all the insights shared as well. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information about you and Property Advocacy Group there in Sydney?
Thank you for that. I believe that probably the best place at the moment is just to link up via my LinkedIn. Through that, I'll also have various different podcasts and posts on there, and then we can go from there.
Sounds easy enough, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast for folks to find it as well. Mr. Howling, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Cheers, man.
And have a good one out there. We've been speaking with Mr. Matt Howling, the founder and director of Property Advocacy Group in Sydney, Australia, that helps intelligent engineers and others secure their dream homes and grow their wealth. And to connect with Mr. Howling, visit his LinkedIn page at Matt Howling. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.